More than 5,500 National Guard members from several states have rescued hundreds of people and cleared roads across the southeast in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
Guardsmen mobilized in Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, with help from the Maryland, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Connecticut Guard. Using helicopters, high water vehicles, and boats, Guard members were rescuing people stranded by flooding from the massive storm that made landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida. Major Mike Wilcoxon with the Connecticut National Guard says they were prepared.
We sent one CH-47 Chinook helicopter along with five soldiers to go down.
Guardsmen also cleared down trees and debris from roads, patrolling hard-hit areas, and distributed food and water. Major Wilcoxon adds that they train for situations like this.
This is something that we look forward to doing. We look forward to helping the states in any way we can, when we can.
More than 370 South Carolina Guardsmen cleared roads with chainsaw teams and supported local emergency operation centers. In Tennessee, Guardsmen in seven UH-60 helicopters conducted search and rescue missions and assessed damage from the air, rescuing 54 people stranded by flooding. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Dozens of people linked to a Los Angeles area white supremacist gang are nabbed in a federal drug and weapons trafficking investigation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is touting the arrest, saying the group has been dealt a decisive blow. The gang is said to be linked to the Aryan Brotherhood. 68 members of the gang have been charged. Federal prosecutors call the SFV Peckerwoods a violent street gang. The Aryan Brotherhood is California's dominant prison-based white supremacist gang. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Today is October 3rd. It was on this date in 1974. Frank Robinson was named the American League's first black manager after he was hired by the Cleveland Indians.
What year?
1974.
Wow, man.
This guy was some kind of baseball player.
Heck of a player.
One of the greats
of all time.
I'm going to say he won the MVP in both leagues.
Wow.
And played for the Orioles.
Yeah.
And the Reds, right?
Yes.
Cincinnati, yeah. Just a heck of a player. One of the all-time home run leaders.
Look at his stats. He's one of the great players in history.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He kind of gets overlooked.
He does, a little bit.
You know, later in his career, he was a manager.
Right.
And, you know, none of his players knew that he was one of the great players of all time. They all were like, oh, it's just another guy.
Well, he wore it very humbly.
People in the media had to tell him, you know, this guy is one of the great home run hitters of all time. Really? I didn't know that.
Unless you just tell them, they're not going to know.
I know.
They're not going to do any studying history or anything. But anyway, he really was. I really just liked watching him play because he'd hit the ball. No doubt about
it. He's one of the elites.
Yeah. California will soon help end the everyday household debate over whether the food in the fridge is still good to eat. Yeah, we debate that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes on forever.
The state is the first to ban food labels such as sell-by or best-before under a law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. There are more than 50 different date labels, but the information largely does not relate to food safety. The new law will require the use of best-if-used-by label to signal peak quality and used-by label for product safety, which is no less confusing than it was.
Well, yeah, so thanks to the government for that.
It'll take effect in 2026. Misleading food labels are the driving cause for more than 6 million tons of food waste in California.
Well,
in other words, they're not labeled properly or something.
Yeah. But here's what people do. They go to their fridge and they open it up and they smell it.
Yeah.
If it's ranked, you throw it out.
Throw it out.
If it still smells all right, well, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Don't need a government label to tell you that.
Well, if your nose is not doing you, you know, I don't know. In California, they like to help you live your life. Down to the nth, I think. Well, it doesn't feel like Christmas in Venezuela. At least not yet, even if the president wants it to be. Residents of Caracas, the capital, woke up Tuesday to a towering Christmas tree standing in a popular public square weeks after President Nicolas Maduro declared the jolly season would start earlier this year in the South American country.
Yeah, he declared October 1st was the beginning of Christmas.
Wonder what's behind that. Workers rushed to set up decorations in various neighborhoods, but the mood was far from festive. Some rejected Maduro's decree for economic or political reasons, while others did so on puritanical grounds. Hey, we haven't even got to Halloween yet, Mr. President. Anyway.
Well, he's a dictator. He does whatever he wants to do.
Venezuela's not really a...
October 1st, it's Christmas.
I told you it's Christmas. Now. Cool. Okay. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Despite the upside that occurred Wednesday in the grain futures, our cattle complex traded and closed higher. The live cattle and feeder cattle made new highs for the move, the highest they've seen since early August, and closed with triple-digit gains. There was a lack of price bullish news to go along with yesterday's upside. The daily trading volume for the cattle complex yesterday was very large. Lean hog futures also traded and closed higher. At the close, December live cattle $2.52 higher, $187.70. November feeders $3.87 higher at $248.55. And December lean hogs up $2.15 at $76.75. Now, Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures yesterday had record large trading volume. The wheat and corn scored new highs for the current move up and closed positive. The soybean and soy meal closed on the negative side. Geopolitical risk was one reason for Wednesday's higher wheat and corn futures. Fall harvest is moving along very quickly, and the weather forecast continues to look favorable. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 3.5 cents lower at 6.15¾. December corn down 0.75 at 4.31¾. November soybeans 8 cents lower at 10.48. November crude oil trading $1.22 higher at $71.33. December gold down $3.20 at $2,666.50. December S&P down 10 points at 5,750. December Dow Jones futures are 23 cents higher at 101.65. And December Dow futures 95 points lower at 42,415. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know what to talk about with you today. I mean, every day we talk about there's no rain, and every day there's no rain. I mean, tomorrow there's no rain, and the next day there's no rain. So, what can we do?
The other thing we got coming up, Steve, is some more heat.
More heat. That's going to be hot. Going to be hot today.
It's going to be unseasonably warm.
Okay, so what's that doing to the crops right now? They're just kind of...
Well, it's finishing maturing the crops.
Okay.
You know, the corn harvest is over half done here in Kansas. Soybean harvest, it's continuing to mature those beans. In some instances, if some of these beans are a little bit late in the season or a little bit early in the season, depending on the variety or depending on the maturity of the beans, it can sometimes cause them to mature immaturely. In other words, they're not quite ready to fully develop, and this heat's not good for them. So it kind of depends on what stage your soybeans are in right now. But this heat and dry weather is not helping the situation for emergence of the wheat crop going in the ground.
The wheat crop. Okay. Well, at least thanks for that report on beans. I knew you knew your beans, but you really do. You know a lot about beans, don't you?
You got it.
Been studying beans all your life, pretty much. Haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think you boys have had enough.
I think we've had enough. Let's get out of here. 6:40. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. 6:41, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, avoiding an inherited IRA tax surprise.
Oh, okay.
Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.